This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, here we go. Fourth hour. So let's see, where do we start today? Well, we start with the fact that 2 days ago I published at No More Fake News a study done by the CDC. I wanted to get that on the record because there are so many people out there who belong to that church. I am a loyal member of the Church of the Centers for Disease Control. Okay, so the study was an examination of the effectiveness of wearing masks. And it wasn't just a little, dinky little thing. It was actually a review of about a dozen other studies that were done in controlled ways over many years with volunteers, a control group, a group wearing actual masks, to see if they were effective at stopping the transmission of influenza viruses. So we won't get into the questions about the existence of these viruses. Let's just assume for the moment they exist. And the results of looking at these studies indicated that, no, the masks are not effective. Not effective in stopping the transmission of flu viruses, which would include what they are calling COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, etc., etc. Not effective. There it is. You can look at the study yourself. You can read it. You can see the quotes that I've pulled. Several times in this review, the authors mention not effective at stopping transmission. So, why are people wearing them? Why is President Fauci saying that they should be worn? Why are the governors saying that they have to be? What's going on? When their own literature says no, not effective, not useful. And yet, of course, you've got all these people who are yakking in a way, defending masks, wearing them, slowly walking down the streets like robots, lining up out of stores, obeying the orders. What's going on? It should be apparent that what's going on has nothing to do with science, that's for sure. It has to do with isolating people. It has to do with the psychological operation to keep people from being fully human, from being in contact with each other face to face. It has a lot to do with all of that. It has nothing to do with the transmission of a disease. It has nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with containment of a virus because there is no containment through masks. It's all a total hoax. It's a con. And in their own literature, they don't just admit it, they assert it. It isn't like they're saying, well, despite what the authorities are telling you, no. They're just reporting They don't work. They're useless. They're ridiculous. Stay with us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
About the masks. I want you to consider this. I've established in the past, as have many other researchers, that the tests for COVID, the diagnostic tests, so-called PCR and the antibody test, spit out lots and lots of false positives, meaning they point to a COVID diagnosis when there's no possible way that that could make any sense because the tests are actually registering positive because of some other irrelevant germ that has nothing to do with anything. You have to understand that. This has been well established. Well established. Okay? In fact, in an article that's going to be posted at No More Fake News tomorrow, I'll have quotes about how these tests come up with false positives in exactly that way that I've just described. So that's solid. Boom, boom, boom. But now, let's look at something else. What happens when you wear a mask? Several things. First of all, you're breathing out your germs and then you're breathing them back in again all day long. All kinds of germs. Secondly, because your level of oxygen is reduced, those germs in your own body, which would ordinarily be wiped out or diminished because they're in an oxygen-rich environment, are now multiplying and replicating at a much higher rate because you're living on less oxygen because of the masks. Okay, following me so far? Think this through with me. So because of the masks, the number, the variety, and the density of germs inside the body of a mask wearer are ratcheted up. Okay? What does that mean? That means that when these people are tested by either one of the tests, the likelihood of a false positive is increased. Got that? In other words, wearing a mask increases your chances of getting a false positive diagnosis of COVID. Increases your chances. So the very major containment measure, wearing a mask, that is supposed to be stopping the number of cases of COVID is actually multiplying in a fake way the number of cases and the number of diagnoses of people who are taking the test. everywhere in the world. I would say that's incredibly convenient for the authorities and the planners of this fake epidemic. That the one measure that they are recommending and enforcing at new levels, by the way, if you haven't noticed, must wear a mask, are giving them higher case numbers that in turn allow them to bring on new restrictions, heavier restrictions, and so forth, and more diagnoses of people as being COVID positive because they're wearing the masks and because that is building up the number of germs and variety of germs and the density of germs in their bodies, which will react with the tests. It's called a cross reaction, leading the tests to register false positive. I hope you get it. I hope you understand it. I hope you realize it. But that is what is happening. Now, let's move from there, because in the United States, we see these orders from the governors are going out that are much more severe now about you have to wear a mask, you have to wear a mask in public. Is there some financial incentive here? In other words, if this results, wearing the mask, in more diagnoses of COVID, that means the states will be reporting higher numbers of COVID cases to the federal government. Is the federal government giving the states money based on each diagnosed case of COVID-19? And the answer to that question is yes. Indeed, they are. In the article that will be published tomorrow, you will see quotes from an article, publication, that not only says yes, it said it back in April, the first round of $30 billion bailout to be followed by much more to hospitals in the states, to the states, was based on a money figure per COVID case diagnosed in each state. The payouts to the states are not the same. They vary from state to state, but they are based on each COVID case reported. So there is money, and I'm talking big money, in escalating, inflating, faking the number of COVID diagnoses. And you've seen at InfoWars and in other places the exposure of many methods of faking case numbers of COVID. And I'm giving you insight into a fantastic method for faking it, wearing masks. That'll do it. That will up the number of fake positive COVID case numbers. For example, one state would be paid $123,000 per diagnosed COVID case. Not bad. Not bad. There's your financial incentive. And that was just in the first round of bailout back in April of $30 billion from the federal government. There's been a lot more since then. A whole lot more. And there will be more to come. So the governors are sitting there. A lot of these states are already, the governments are bankrupt. I mean, California, are you kidding? Many states, Illinois, Ohio, you can just go down the list. They're already bankrupt. They need money, any possible way they can get the money. Well, if they can start just jacking up the number of COVID cases any way possible, they'll get more money. Well, Governor, here's a good way, public health official says. What's that? We have to escalate the number of COVID cases. How do we do that? By more testing. Oh, yes. Anything else? Yes, actually, sir, but this is on the QT. If people have to wear masks, that's going to create more false positive diagnoses. Really? Really? Yes. So, in other words, you're telling me that I should issue a directive enforcing masks, making them mandatory, fining people, even arresting them if they are a little bit troublesome, or we say they are, and they won't wear a mask, or they don't want to wear a mask. Well, yes, sir, that's kind of what I'm saying. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see what's going on here? How completely and utterly outrageous it is? Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
John Rappaport here. I want to talk a little bit about the coming COVID vaccine now. Pfizer and BioNTech have announced that the U.S. government has purchased 100 million doses of a not yet approved RNA vaccine, with a promise to purchase 500 million more doses. Got that? 100 million doses of an RNA vaccine, not yet approved, hasn't finished being tested, with a promise to order 500 million more. Okay, so this is the hammer, as I described to Alex months ago when we spoke on the show. Vaccine is the hammer. RNA vaccines, this is a technology that has never been approved for public use in any medicine, drug, vaccine, what have you at all. Never, ever, ever. Why not? Companies have been trying for years. They can't even put together a credible clinical trial. They have serious problems. That means serious reactions in the volunteers who are exposed to this technology. That's why. And yet, Bill Gates is totally behind this. Fauci is totally behind this. All kinds of vaccinators are totally behind this. And the U.S. government, the federal government, now appears to be totally behind this. Mr. Trump, hello, what's happening? 600 million doses of RNA vaccines. Again, heavy, serious problems in trying to bring any RNA medical product to market because very serious adverse reactions in the volunteers in the clinical trials, such as what's called autoimmune reactions, where the body basically begins attacking itself, that it fails to recognize some portion of itself as itself and looks at it as if it's an invader from the outside and begins attacking it. If that sounds very bad, it's very bad. About vaccines, I've spent 30 years presenting evidence that vaccines were never safe, never effective, never useful, always destructive. Nevertheless, I don't care what you believe about vaccines, I'm now talking about this specific RNA technology. Here's why Bill Gates and Fauci and others are so obsessed with the idea of getting a COVID vaccine that's based on RNA into the marketplace. Listen up. Because using this method as a manufacturing tool, so to speak, to manufacture future vaccines and drugs, RNA, is much faster, much quicker, much easier, much cheaper than current pharmaceutical methods. Therefore, World Health Organization could announce next year that 10 new viruses threaten mankind, all baloney, of course. They announced this, et cetera, et cetera. And within months, you could have 10 new RNA vaccines against supposedly those 10 viruses. Instead of 5 years, 6 years, 8 years. This is why the obsession on the part of Bill Gates and Fauci and others to get some RNA product into the marketplace so that they can then say, okay, it's a slam dunk. Now that we've done this, we can just move ahead with any RNA technology for any medical product and sell it and market it. It'll be automatically approved once we break the ice for good. That is what's going on, folks. And it is horrendous, grotesque, hideous, must be resisted. Must be resisted. If enough people say no to a COVID vaccine, this could turn the entire issue around. Not just for COVID, but for the entire future of vaccines. That there are enough people, and some surveys show there are, to come out of the woodwork and just simply say, no, not going to do it, not going to accept the vaccine, period. This would be, let's call it an unintended consequence. Okay, all right, let's say it's that. In other words, the vaccinators who are filled with hubris and pride and confidence that they can now put over the biggest con and destructive device of their lifetimes suddenly face a consequence they hadn't really predicted. That the numbers of refusers in the world are so many that the whole program falls apart and is destroyed. That's what could be coming up on the horizon. And I hope and pray that that is the case, that there are enough of us out there for whom refusal is going to be absolute final period. Okay, as we move toward the break here, I want to take up yet another issue. This is another science issue. The PCR test itself, which is supposed to be the test to indicate whether a person is positive or COVID. I've written many articles over the past months proving, demonstrating that this test is useless, worthless, ridiculous, absurd, insane. And now, here's another reason, another major reason. That the uniformity of the test from lab to lab has never been validated ever in a large clinical study. Of the kind that should have been done decades ago before unleashing this test on the public to diagnose anything whatsoever, any condition, any disease, any whatever, because you want to see, are the results of the test uniform from lab to lab? Do they come up with the same answers or not? And there's only one way to do that, and that is with a gigantic clinical trial using human volunteers, and I will explain exactly what I mean after.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset, that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, here we go. Another segment. PCR test. That's the one that's supposed to be the test for COVID-19. Never been validated by a large study. What I mean by that, from lab to lab. In fact, there are studies, there is conventional medical literature that shows that labs will come up with different results of the same samples taken from the same patient. How do you like that? Well, you're negative. No, you're positive. Well, we're going to put you on a ventilator. No, we're not. Yeah, you're okay. No, you're not okay. What's going on? Before the test is ever released for public use, it's supposed to be validated. How do you validate it? Well, I'll tell you how. You take 1,000 human volunteers, you take tissue samples from each one, and you send those samples to 10 different labs. And you say, have at it, boys, with your PCR, and report the very simple findings, such as, well, what virus did you find? And get all the results back and compare them from the 10 different labs and see how it would turn out. I mean, this is common sense. This would be step one in validating a test. Never been done. Never, ever been done on that level. Only get anecdotal reports. Oh, yes, in the lab, we're quite sure the test is being run properly and blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. They're lying. They have no knowledge of what other labs are doing. You would run this kind of clinical test that I'm describing not just once, but in several large studies, each one of which would have, say, 1,000 volunteers and 10 different labs analyzing the results to see if the results of the test are uniform across the board. This is common sense. What you would do before you would ever, as, say, the FDA, a criminal agency to be sure, would say, we approve this test for public use, but never been done. And yet now they're saying this is the test to determine if someone is positive for COVID-19. I mean, the insanity goes so far that it sometimes just boggles the mind. Just have to take a short break of a second or two of silence over here where I am to let it sink in, what I'm saying, and I hope you get it. I really do. You got to just think it through here as to what's going on. All right. So let's shift from this to the straight out economic warfare and destruction that is the heart of phase one of COVID-19. That's what it's all about. The rest of it is a story about a virus that's never been properly isolated or purified or discovered. Put that aside. That's the story that is being sold to justify the lockdowns, which in turn imply and lead to the closure of businesses, the loss of jobs, the loss of money, suicides, broken families, murder, drug addiction, the stopping of the production engine of nations, the huge economic ruination, right? That's the war. That's the phase one war leading into the fascist technocracy, the Brave New World, and so on and so forth. Create a psychic shock, economic shock, destruction to the population, put them in a state of spiritual, mental, physical, even paralysis. Is this a dream I'm living in? What's going on? Etc., etc. Conscious or subconscious, this registers with people. Lockdown, what, huh? How, who, why, blah, blah. And then right in the middle of that hypnotic blow to the spirit, the psyche, the mind, and the body, moves through the gateway into a better world where this will never happen again. Now, in order for this to have occurred, the destruction, the phase one, as I've said before on the show here, the messaging about the virus, about COVID, about the case numbers, about we're all in this together, about all of that, the messaging had to be immediate. It had to be a Niagara. It had to be a flood. It had to be wall to wall on major media with no exceptions No dissent, no argument, no debate, no discussion, nobody falling out of line whatsoever. Think about that. That's big. To have achieved that, now we're talking about some major planning. That this flood would be unabated throughout major media all around the world. All around. Just a tiny example. The sports channels are absolutely astounding on this. There's a guy, I don't know who he is. He's apparently a British golfer. And he's there close up on a public service kind of promotional announcement. And he's saying to people very seriously, things are not going to be the same for a long time. Straight out. Very convincing, very sober, very serious. And then he says, so we, the professional golfers, are here to provide you a little bit of entertainment in the meantime. Tune in to our tournaments. Things are not going to be the same for a long time. This is the kind of messaging I'm talking about. All the sports broadcasters and new sports talk show hosts immediately fell into line with COVID-19. Oh, yes, the pandemic and the so forth and the lockdowns and the leagues not playing games. Well, this is the new reality we're in. This is the new normal. Everybody's going to have to get tested. It's very important. Hour after hour, day after day after day after day of this kind of messaging wall to wall to wall. Yeah, you betcha, right? Scripted, enlisted the athletes into the program, into the messaging. Making these little disgusting videos. We're all in this together. This is heavy propaganda planning to achieve this operation and to make it work. Nobody is falling out of line. Nobody is saying, wait a minute. They're starting to broadcast now exhibition baseball games where they have cardboard cutouts of fans behind the catcher in the stands. There they are. So that when you get the set camera shot behind the pitcher, you see the cardboard cutouts. And they've got piped in low-level crowd noise buzz throughout the broadcast to give the fake impression that there are people in the stands when there's nobody there. I mean, if you're a sports fan, what could be more ludicrous, and yet nobody is laughing?
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That all of this adds up to phase one economic structure, stopping the engine of the world and all of the human wreckage that goes with it. It stands to reason that this is not being done just for sport, that there's something behind it. In other words, people would be completely stupid to imagine that this is the end of it. Oh, yeah, we just want to wreck the economy because we like wrecking the economy. Yeah, there are some people like that, but they're not planners. The wreckage leads to phase two. And phase two is the fascist technocracy. Because then they will say, we can never go back there again to the way we're doing things. Now we have to have a global society. Don't look for logic in this, please, okay? It's like, well, wait a minute. I'm not sure that economic wreckage actually logically leads to brave new. No, it doesn't. But that's how they sell it. We destroy you, then we save you. We break you down, then we build you up. We ruin the country, then we restore it. We wage a war, and then we rebuild after. That's the idea. That's the two-step. And the second step is a bright and shiny new, modern, clean, sanitized, surveilled, wall-to-wall, 24-hour, controlled in every possible way society, which is going to have far less people than exist now globally. That's the plan. That's what they're aiming for. That's where they're going. That's what they want to do. They've made it clear in World Economic Forum documents, in Bill Gates' statements, big tech. We can engineer a new society. All that we need is the capacity to say, you go here, you go there, that's your slot, this is your place, here's where you go, this is what you do, and here's the overall structure. Then there will be no more war, only peace, contentment, cooperation, etc., which is kind of like saying, if we put you in a room with bright lights on and a chair that you can sit in and there's nobody else there, there will be peace. Yeah, if that's what you want, well, that's the security. We will keep you safe. I mean, do we have to go back into history and quote Benjamin Franklin about trading freedom for security and ending up with neither? This is not new. Just the technology is new. But that's the plan. That's the idea. The virus is unclean. That's the story. The virus is dirty. The virus is filthy. The disease is contamination. It's a horror. And we are going to cleanse and purify the society. And it will never look the same again. But in order to do that, we're going to have more control and more power at the top. We're going to have cooperation among governments. And therefore, we're going to be able to regulate the flow of people from country to country. We're going to monitor and govern and operate all of that. Borders are going to be irrelevant. It's one giant sphere, and we're going to control it. And then everything will be okay, because now it'll be clean, sanitized, corporate, mind controlled. Every person will be a unit. And we need, of course, to find out what's going on inside everybody, people who are left. We need to regulate what's going on inside the brain, inside the body, in order to be able to predict behavior. Don't ignore that facet. They've already been going there with research on nanotechnology, as I've pointed out several times. They're continuing to go there. The exchange of nanotechnology, high security data between the U.S. and China is like looking at the, you know, Orinoco River. It just keeps on flowing everywhere for decades. They want to be able to regulate and monitor what happens in the brain and the body in the same way they want to be able to regulate what happens physically in the environment through surveillance and control. Surveillance and control. Behavioral control. You do this, you get less money from the government. You do that, you get rewarded. Simple. You do this, you face a fine or prison. You behave. What do you think we're seeing now? We're seeing exactly the same thing. This is preparation. Wear your mask, social distancing, isolation, quarantine, cooperate with contact tracing, aka surveillance. Get tested, meaning become part of the database. Obey orders. If you're positive, you have to take the vaccine. It's all behavior control. It's all social credit system. Chinese lockdown, top-down model for the planet. If you don't obey, you get punished. That's the system. If you do obey, you get minimally rewarded or you stay the same. B.F. Skinner, operant conditioning. This is nothing new. Pavlov, stimulus response. This is the stimulus response empire we are talking about. You understand? I've written about this extensively over not just months, but years. This is the attempt to make Pavlov's dream come true, where the stimulus that is entered into people brings upon the response that is desired by those in control. And now with this technology, we're talking about interior surveillance of the body from the inside and control of the brain and the body. That's where they're going. Freedom is on the line. Freedom is at stake. The human happens to be more free and more powerful and more true than any of this if the human being will stand up and resist. That's the story. That's the beginning of the story that we're telling, not their story, the real story, the story that's been bled over and sacrificed for ages, called freedom. And that's my report for today. Alex has a video. He's coming on board right now. John Rappaport, see you next time.
Say what you want about President Donald Trump. He is our president. He was elected. And the globalists hate his guts because he's not doing what they want him to do. Sometimes he does things that we think are wrong, and sometimes he is wrong. But he is our president, and he is the man in the arena that another maverick president, Teddy Roosevelt, talked about more than 115 years ago. Newt Gingrich has made a really important point on Fox News last night. The video is on Infowars.com. It's the fact that Joe Biden and the Democrats are benefiting greatly from the fact that their man is not in the arena. He does very few speeches, very few interviews. They're totally canned. They're softballs. He's hiding in his basement and can barely talk. And Trump is out there in the open doing dozens of interviews a day, doing all these different events. And they're so scared of him, the man in the arena, and we the people getting in the arena, that they've shut down the rallies with the COVID hoax. And that's why Pelosi even came out and said it's the Donald Trump virus, and that by him having one rally, he caused the resurgence of the virus, which again hasn't happened. It's all based on fraudulent testing. So it's just incredible to sit here and witness how they want to keep us out of the arena. They want to censor us out of cyberspace. They want to keep us off the streets. The answer is hit cyberspace even harder. And the answer is be the man, be the woman in the arena. Speak out at work, speak out at church. That's why they fired that baseball coach that simply said Trump's our president on his Twitter. And people said, oh, he wasn't being political. Don't get rid of him. He should go on the offense. It's his right to be political. It's his right to speech. This is slavery. That school should be prosecuted, not just sued. We must reclaim our will. We must stop cowering to this garbage. We must break through the conditioning. That's why I salute you, the supporters of the broadcast, for keeping us in the arena, because you truly are the men and the women in the arena by your support. God bless you all. That's it for this amazing transmission. I want to thank John Rappaport, Owen Schroyer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.